Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, baby. We're live. We're doing this. It is March 31st. Welcome to the Eric Terrell Show. I'm so happy to have you with me. And, of course, by you, I mean everyone listening, as well as Asia Downing. How are you, Asia?
Good. How are you?
You know what, Asia Downing? It's back to school season. And it's that time of year that we all reluct, but eventually we accept, you know. And it's funny because when you work in education, the feeling remains that you had when you were a child. The whole feeling of school coming so fast and being so abrupt. It's like, wow, it's school time. It's not nice that it's here. But it's here. And yourself?
Yeah, inevitable. Nothing you can do about it.
What's that?
I said it's inevitable. Nothing you can do about it. Just
right. So listen here, okay? Side jobs and hobbies, Asia Downing. That's what we're doing today. We're talking about teachers. We're talking about role models. We're talking about molding the minds of posterity. It's an exciting episode of the Eric Terrell Show. I've never called into the show in this condition. I'm flying down the freeway. I'm pulling over as we speak. I'm headed to Connecticut to the Comics Mohegan Sun Comedy Club. I apologize. I'm not usually this unprofessional. I tried to have an organized studio, but it didn't work out this week. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the show. This is our second week of Back to School, and I've got a special guest. I've got my man Jeremy Riley calling in today, and I can't wait for him. So listen here. Almost 3 years ago, or rather a little over 3 years ago, a woman named Susan Brennan got $45,000 in some sort of settlement. She got that money from the Michigan School District. Now, some of you may remember this. It was actually over 3 years ago. It was in June 2013. That Susan Brennan and her lawyer got $45,000 from the Michigan School District. And they got that money because Susan Brennan was fired. And she was fired for something that apparently there were no grounds for her to be fired for. She calls herself a sincere and devoted and caring teacher. So she was heartbroken when she got fired, which is why she went after the Michigan School District, and she got $38,000, and her lawyer got $8,000. Susan Brennan was fired for her side job in adult entertainment. Susan Brennan was stripping, okay? Susan Brennan was a stripper, and when the school district learned this, they fired Susan Brennan for being a stripper. Now, apparently, Susan thought, and she was right, that she shouldn't have been fired for taking her clothes off every night. Apparently, that's not a fireable offense. So there are a myriad of people who would disagree with Susan Brennan. I might just be one of those people. I don't know. I don't know if I would be the same had I found out
my third grade teacher was stripping. I don't know if I'd if my morals would be in the right place as a third grader, but there you have it. Now, here's something else, okay? A report on U.S. News Asia says that approximately 1 in 10 teachers rely on a side job. Now, if you're a parent, when you consider the topic of exactly who your children's teachers are, you want to think about what they do outside of school. 10% of teachers have a side job. So somewhere down the line, one of your students, one of your kids' elementary school teachers probably have a side job. Now, after the parents, teachers are almost the first people that kids learn rules from. They're almost the first people that kids learn what appropriateness is from. They learn what's right and what's wrong. Now, tattoos may be wrong to a lot of people, but Miss Jackson tells me what's right and wrong all the time. So if Miss Jackson has a tattoo, then a tattoo clearly can't be that bad. I'm just gonna start with that. Asia, what do you think? Where do you stand on this funny topic we have here today?
You know, I'm kind of torn, only because my mother is a teacher, and I do know that they don't make a lot of money. So it's not, like you said, it's not uncommon for teachers to have a side job. As far as an adult entertainer, she was just strictly like a stripper? Is that what you're saying?
It says here explicitly on yahoo.com that she worked in live adult entertainment. And the headline says stripper. So she was a stripper.
So I don't have any children, so I don't have that aspect as far as that. But I mean, if she became a teacher, if she is certified to teach, as long as her private life is kept, I mean, she's not doing anything illegal. I do think that draws a line as far as like, maybe I want to say like prostitution or anything like that. Well, I mean, supposedly that's supposed to be illegal, so I would draw the line with that. But if she's making money to make a living,
yeah.
I don't really think my kindergartner, you know what I'm saying? I don't think my kindergartner is going to come across her in the club. Like, maybe if these kids were in high school, that might be a conflict of interest, saying that they probably could get in to the strip club to see her. But as far as kids, I mean, as long as she doesn't have anything
right.
on social media, you know, she keeps her, you know, Facebook page private. Like, my mom, she's a kindergarten teacher, but she keeps her Facebook page private to all parents, like, you know, because her private life is her private life. You don't want to mix those two, because I'm pretty sure that there's something like, oh, you know, your kindergarten teacher's husband is, you know, a convict or something like that. You know, something that, like, oh my gosh, I can't let them teach my daughter, or blah, 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 blah. Like, you start getting into a little specific. But if your kid is learning, that's all the teacher is required to do. If she's certified in teaching, if she's doing her job, then, you know, once 5 o'clock hits, she can do whatever, you know?
So
when 5 o'clock
hits, she can do whatever.
I'm just saying, as long as that doesn't interfere with her job, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other people working, just because you're working with children, as long as it doesn't interfere with the children learning, then I really don't have a problem with that, because I think teachers are underpaid a lot. So she could definitely argue that, like, okay, well, if you pay me more, I wouldn't have to strip, you know?
Yeah. Now,
of course, the school district's argument would probably be not that she has a side job, but that she's stripping. They would say that, of course, there's got to be something else that you can do. This isn't your only skill that you can use to make money. Like, we understand that we aren't paying you a lot of money and you need a side job, but of all the side jobs, you're stripping, you're taking your clothes off, you're teaching ethics and morals, maybe subconsciously and maybe indirectly, but you are teaching appropriateness to the client, I guess you can call them, those being the families that have invested in the district. You're teaching the children of those clients. You're teaching those clients what's appropriate. And we don't see stripping to be becoming. Now, I want to say, first of all, me and Asia going, we are going to kick it for a little while. It's been a while since we've done this on the show, Asia, but I'm excited. Me and you are just going to kick it for a second. This is going to be a nice, fun, short episode. My special guest isn't here yet. I'm going to give him a few more minutes. But other than that, just stay tuned for a wonderful short episode with Eric Terrell and Asia Downing. And by all means, you guys can call in if you're listening live and you're free at 646-595-3259. One thing you said, Asia, is that there may be a convict or someone who's been to jail that can be a teacher and whatnot. And we want to say, first and foremost, that what we don't do on the Eric Terrell Show is judge. We're not getting into the game of judging, okay? Because nobody's better than anybody else. Now, this stripping teacher or teaching strip or teaching stripper, whatever she is, she's no worse than me. You know, I'm no better than her. None of us are better than anyone else. However, I'm not teaching. I do work in public schools. My special guest, if he's able to join us, your mother works in public schools. Your mother does not strip. And we're going to get past stripping. We're going to get past stripping. This is just a really fun way to start the show, I guess. But since you don't see anything wrong with it, Asia, I'm just going to ask you this before we move on. You talked about your kindergartner, your, you know, make-believe hypothetical kindergartner who goes to school and is in Susan Brennan's class. Now, I don't know if she teaches kindergarten, but they can't process it. They don't understand what it is that Miss Brennan's a stripper. But if you run into Miss Brennan, are you taken aback? Are you caught off guard? Or are you just happy to see Miss Brennan? What's your first reaction?
I don't know. Like I said, this is kind of biased for me because I don't have children, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably if I found out, knowing me, if I found out beforehand that my child's teacher was stripping, I probably wouldn't go to the strip club, or if I were already there and then I happened to see her, then I probably leave. It might make me uncomfortable to see her actually doing that, but it's kind of like, I don't know, what you don't know won't hurt you. I don't know.
Yeah.
As I said, I keep it in the omission thing because that's what I'm saying. Like, I probably don't want, I mean, this is kind of silly, but like, if my teacher smokes cigarettes, you know, or drinks, like me, that would concern me. But as long as she comes in the class, if she's not, you know, taking a swig before she gets inside, like I said, I want her to be able to fulfill her job. Like, there's so many hours after we leave our job, these people could be doing anything. So
if
I kind of stick by what I said. If it wouldn't shock me, I wouldn't. want to see that person, this whatever, you know, in essence, so I wouldn't think about it. So I wouldn't have to go, like, nobody's forcing you to go to the strip club to see her, you know, do her side job. So I think I would feel some type of way if, because I know a lot of teachers, they might, like, you know, bartend or serve or stuff like that. If I go to a club and I see, you know, my kindergartner's teacher throwing back shots, that might kind of cloud my judgment on her. So I'm not even going to leave room to do that, pretty much.
Right, right.
I'm going to let the teacher be the teacher in the classroom, and whatever you decide to do after hours is on you.
Right, right. It's really scary knowing that you have to teach children appropriateness. I know, even for me working in public schools, it's like, now you know, I work in white schools. Most of the schools where I work are white. So being the black man at the school, I'm somewhat of a superstar sometimes. You know, I can dunk at recess. I can sing rap lyrics. You know, I can do long division. I can tell you what to do. I'm like, you know, Will Smith, LeBron James, and Barack Obama. I'm everybody to the kids. And there's a kid in the classroom where I worked last year, and he thought I was just the coolest thing. First of all, he thought he was the coolest thing that has ever existed. And he thought that I was the second coolest thing that has ever existed. So it's awkward for me because I'm like, oh, yeah, this kid, and I know a lot of people listening are like, man, he thought you were cool? Because I'm by all means not cool at all. Like, I'm not the coolest guy. But it's scary because I'm thinking, man, I have control over this kid a little bit now. Like, he's going to want to do what he sees me does or what he sees me do. It's weird. And you mentioned the pay, Asia. I know your mother's been a teacher, and teachers doing this analysis and a study from the Center for American Progress. It says in U.S. News, it says $44,900 teachers get paid annually, and that's teachers with a bachelor's degree and 10 years of experience. So it's a lot to think about. When Susan Brennan goes and strips, you know?
Yeah. instead of firing her, if they, I mean, I don't know if there's anything against the rules as far as, like, a school's, like, code of ethics or something like that, but if they gave her, like, you know, like a probationary period to let her try to find another job, but just straight out firing her for that, I think was wrong. Like,
now,
if it's under,
yeah.
If it's under,
now,
the,
now,
the,
now
you know, the, oh, go ahead.
Now, what about tattoos and, where do we stand on tattoos and what else are there?
Piercings and stuff like that.
Yeah, piercings.
Well, that's what I feel like.
Short
this should third. Be. You need
Rapping.
You need that in the code of ethics. Like there should be like a code of ethics for different schools. Like at my job, we can't. Well, we used to be able to have tattoos shown and stuff like that, but now they've kind of grandfathered other people in. Like, if from this point on, like, say, if there were rules about that, then you would change them to say, like, oh, once you're hired, once you get this job, sign here on a dotted line, then you can't have any visible tattoos, or you can't have, like, for us, we can't have a tattoo bigger than the size of a playing card visible, and it can't have anything obscene or anything like that. That has to be in your code of conduct. That has to be in your handbook. So if it's not in a handbook, like, I would say going back to the teacher, but with anything, if you were like, oh, you can't have any of these following you can't do these for extracurricular activities, or you can't do anything outside of work. Like, for us, we can't, like, if I'm working at my casino, I can't work at another casino at the same time because it's conflict of interest.
Right.
So if you give a list of specific jobs that you can't have or other companies you can't be involved with in your handbook, then it's up to that person. Like, once they've read the whole handbook, because you're supposed to, where you go over these things and you don't agree with them, then don't work at that school. But I'm pretty sure they didn't have that in this one teacher's specific handbooks on what you can and what you cannot do. So, no, you can't fire them. That is illegal. Like, you can't do that. If it was in there and she signed her name, then if she broke the, you know, the conduct or whatever, or broke the rules of the handbook, then you're liable to lose your job. But
yeah,
if that's not in there, you have to specifically put those things in your handbooks before you punish people or, you know, fire them.
Yeah, you seem pretty firm on this, Asia. You seem like you're kind of you're standing up for Ms. Brennan a little bit here.
I'm trying.
You're fucking her for getting her money.
Well, because now I'm an adult, so I know, like, if you fire me, like, that's my means. Like, I can't eat. I can't provide. Like, does she have children? Like, you know, does she have a car note? Does she have a mortgage? Instead of just, like, you just up and fired
her.
I
guess what I want to know is how much did she like stripping? You know, did she really have a choice? Because I think she could have had a choice. You know,
well,
like, did she strip because she wanted to strip?
Well,
What if she was one of the best strippers at the strip club? Like, What if she thoroughly enjoyed stripping?
We don't know the whole story. Maybe she has been on a search for other jobs, and she gave up. I mean, she could have gave up quickly, or she could be like, what am I good at? What's quick, easy money that she doesn't have? Because teaching is really hard. Like, my mom, her second job.
Teaching is hard. Stripping is pretty hard, too. Teaching is hard.
My mom, she takes on being a tax, I don't know what you call it. She does people's taxes. She works at H&R Block.
Right.
And she only works from January to April, but she literally gets off work from being a teacher, running around with kindergartners all day, then going to sit down and try to crunch numbers as a tax pro, and she does this every day. And she can only handle it from January to April. So maybe this teacher only strips, what, 2 days out of the week? You know what I'm saying? Like, just so she's
tired.
I don't want to have a second job every day. Like, every time I get off work, I have to go work again. And she's like, well, this fits into my lifestyle. She's trying to find an easy way out.
Yeah, life is tough when you absolutely need two jobs. When two jobs is almost not an option if you want to be a regular person and have your own house and drive a car and do normal things, you need two jobs. That makes life a little burdensome. And it's kind of tough when people try to take one of those jobs from you. I know it's funny being a stand-up comedian and working in public schools. You know, it's one job you choose in life, and then the other job you kind of just have to put up with until you reach a level where you can have one job. That's why a lot of times I hate people with one job, because I'm jealous of them. I'm like, Jesus, you have what we want. You got your salary and your benefits. You can decide when you want to take a nap. You have so much. Us people with two jobs have to stick a nap right in that window from 4 to 6, and then we wake up and eat, cry, and leave. And we go back to work. And that's how life is, because you need two jobs, because one job feeds your heart and the other job feeds your stomach. You can't.
Right.
You need to fill your stomach, and you need to fill, because if you just take
care of your stomach. Well, that's what she's doing. Her heart's in the classroom, and she's trying to eat. I can't knock somebody for trying to make trying to survive.
Or her heart is in twerking naked.
Is it stripping?
You know. And she just teaches for money. You don't know
I
that.
Mean,
we don't know
we
the
don't.
Whole story,
we
right?
We really don't. We're speculating against this teacher. I really don't know. To be honest, I feel like if she just blatantly was like, you know what, I'm stripping, you can't do anything about it, blah, 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 that might have been a little, that might have been, a little wrong for her. Like, strip or die. Like, she's living for this,
yeah.
And there's nothing you could do about it. But I feel like the school, if the school could at least gave her an ultimatum, like.
Right, right.
Like, can
like,
you
listen.
Try to find another job, or otherwise we'll have to terminate you? Like,
yes,
then
please,
I could see
listen,
where
please.
She was in the wrong. Like, if you're
right.
choosing stripping on a pole, spinning around on a pole, instead of teaching these kids how to read, then shame on you. That I'm on.
Would you mind doing hair or something? Would you mind just doing something else?
Right, to ask nicely. And then she was like, oh, no, I guess money. I'm not going to kiss him. I really wanted to be there in that little teacher conference, like the little confrontal panel. Like,
I can see you standing up. Like, she's right.
No.
Let this be a lesson. Let Asia be teaching everyone a lesson that – people can't just fire you because they want to, because they don't like what you do. They can't do it.
I don't like what you do outside of work. I just can't fire you unless it's specified, because that's why she brought her lawyer in and she won this money, because there's a code of ethics. Like, I signed this agreement and it has the handbook and these code of ethics attached to it. We're signing a legal document. Like, we're signing a contract that I'm employed, and you're breaking this contract by firing me for what I do outside of the job. That's the only thing that I'm saying that is wrong. I'm not pro teacher stripping on the side. I'm just clarifying that there's a right and a wrong way to go about things. So.
That's what it is. I thank everyone for joining us on this quick installment, this hilarious little installment to the Back
I like
to
this.
School
we should
series.
Do this more often.
We really should. This was really, really fun. It's hard to believe that 30 minutes just went by like that, I guess, because it just...
Yeah, we should do it only on the slightly ratchet topics. Not in something we need to teach the world, like something really important, because I'm not here for that. You need a special guest.
Good. Now, we're going to get going. You're going to want to tune in next week. It is our Back to School series finale already, and we're talking about something serious. So, Asia, we'll need help from a special guest, because we're talking about attention deficit disorder. That's right. We're talking about ADD. Is ADD really a disability? That's the question, okay? There are tons, thousands of people with ADD. Many of them don't even know it. Can they be educated just as well as everybody else? It'll be a fun finale and a very, very informational finale to our Back to School series with Miss Amira Yasmin. She is a certified special education teacher. Now, you have any final statements, Asia? Do you want to motivate everyone once again before we go?
I will say stay in school and learn as much as you can, so that if you do need to get a second job, you are equipped to do other things other than strip.
That's right, because Asia is not a pro teacher stripper.
I'm not.
That's what we learned.
All right. Now, the most important thing, people, is love. Love what you do. If you're a teacher, please, love teaching. Barack Obama did not lie when he said repeatedly that teaching is the most important job that we have here. Teaching is vital to the success of our nation, and that is exactly what you're going to hear next week, as well as many, many, many other days, and hopefully we hear that in this upcoming election. Now, love is the most important thing. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love. And God did it. All right?
Yes, he did.
That's what it is. Congratulations, Miss Brennan. Congratulations.
Maybe you can't stop